Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to become force behind country's march towards the target of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal says India will be among top 10 maritime nations of the world by 2047. There is no proposal to start a new BRICS currency to compete with US dollar, says External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. Rebel forces encircle Syrian capital Damascus after capturing key city of Homs. And in hockey, India to take on Bangladesh in their opening match of Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the citizens to become the force behind the country's march towards the target of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi announced that a Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held next month to give the youth a platform to exchange ideas. The Prime Minister was delivering a virtual address at the Karyakar Swarn Mahotsav, a grand celebration marking 50 years of selfless service by volunteers of the BAB Sanstha in Ahmedabad yesterday.
युवा विचारों को नए अवसर देने के लिए कुछ ही सप्ताह बाद जनवरी में विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग उसका भी आयोजन होगा। इसमें हमारे युवा विकसित भारत के संकल्प को पूरा करने के लिए अपने आइडियाज देंगे, अपने योगदान की रूपरेखा तैयार करेंगे। आप सभी युवा कार्यकर इससे भी जुड़ सकते हैं।
The Prime Minister said he wants all BAPS volunteers to pursue one pledge each year, like dedicating 1 year to chemical-free agriculture, celebrating unity in diversity, fighting against the drug menace, and rejuvenating the rivers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. Earlier, responding to a post of Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, the Prime Minister said that initiatives like Nikshay Mitra and shorter and effective treatments have significantly reduced TB incidents, improved recovery rates, and reinforced India's global leadership in combating TB. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal has said that India will be among the top 10 maritime nations of the world by 2047. He said the country is rapidly multiplying its cargo handling capacity in ports and creating a robust shipbuilding and repairs ecosystem. Mr. Sonowal was speaking at the Silver Jubilee celebrations of the Kamarajar Port Trust in Chennai yesterday. The minister also laid the foundation stone for establishing capital dredging, integrated command and control centre at the Kamarajar Port at a cost of 545 crore rupees. He said the port marked a significant step in decongesting Chennai port by fostering efficient coal handling with possibilities of future expansion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that there is no proposal to start a new currency to compete with the US dollar. Addressing the Doha Forum in Qatar's capital, he said BRICS countries have no intention of weakening the US dollar. Dr. Jaishankar also stated that the BRICS nations do not share a uniform stance on this matter. Dr. Jaishankar's comments comes a week after US President-elect Donald Trump threatened to impose a 100% tariff if BRICS countries went ahead with plans for a common currency.
India has never been for de-dollarization. Right now, there is no proposal to have a BRICS currency. The BRICS do discuss financial transactions. Each country doesn't have an identical position on this. But where India is concerned, certainly, I mean, look, the United States is our largest trade partner. We have no interest in weakening the dollar at all.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar arrived in Manama last night to participate in the Manama dialogue. His visit follows a series of significant diplomatic engagements in Doha, underscoring India's proactive approach to addressing regional and global challenges. The minister was received by Bahrain's Foreign Minister, Dr. Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani, marking a warm start to the second leg of his tour. More from our correspondent.
During his visit to Doha, the External Affairs Minister engaged in a panel discussion titled Conflict Mediation in a New Era at the Doha Forum 2024. He highlighted the direct implications of regional instability on Indian interests, citing concerns over growing tensions in the Red Sea and their impact on Asian shipping routes. The minister spoke alongside Qatar's Prime Minister and Norway's Foreign Minister, reflecting on evolving nature of global conflicts, including unprecedented hostilities between Israel and Iran. While in Qatar, Dr. S. Jaishankar conducted talks with the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. Their discussions encompassed bilateral relations and pressing regional issues such as the ongoing crisis in Gaza and Syria. He also held meetings with Qatar's Minister of Commerce and Industry, Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani, focusing on strengthening economic ties. In addition, Dr. S. Jaishankar met World Economic Forum President Borja Brente and Cyprus Foreign Minister, addressing global economic challenges and the Mediterranean developments. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will be on a three-day visit to Russia beginning today. During the visit, Defense Minister and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. As part of the visit, the defense minister will also commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate, INS Sushil, at Yantra Shipyard, Kaliningrad, on the 9th of December. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The 60th Raising Day of the Border Security Force will be celebrated in Jodhpur today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest of this program. This is the first time that the BSF Rajasthan Frontier Headquarters in Jodhpur is hosting the Raising Day Parade. This is also the Diamond Jubilee Year of BSF. A report.
BSF soldiers from all over the country will participate in the ceremony to be held at the BSF Training Center ground in Jodhpur this morning. The soldiers of the force will showcase their strength and power in the function. The women contingent of the force will also participate in the parade. 7 soldiers will be honored with the Gallantry Award. Indigenous helicopter Dhruv and Mi-17 will also take part in the parade. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav is being celebrated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi to honor the diversity and cultural richness of Northeast India. The three-day festival, which will conclude today, aims to showcase the beauty, diversity and promise of the 8 states of the region, which include Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Manipur, Nagaland, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim. Over 250 artisans are displaying unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. More from our correspondent.
The Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav is named after the 8 avatars of Goddess Lakshmi, symbolizing prosperity, wealth, knowledge, dharma, agriculture and other features. The event features pavilions dedicated to Northeast India, celebrated Muga and Eri silk, live demonstration of artisanal crafts and a special focus on the region's geographical indication products. Another mega attraction has been the Rural Heart Bazaar, showcasing produce and art from 320 farmers and artisans of the region. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Konard Sangma, said that Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav will play a key facilitator in bringing all stakeholders together.
The Northeast states come together and work as a team. and it's very, very crucial for donor ministry to play that facilitation role of bringing us together and making sure that we work together as a team.
The Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav is not just an outlook into the cultural beauty of the region, but also to explore economic opportunities. With Adarsh, Saklayan Akhtar, Kashwani News, Delhi.
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the Waves OTT platform of Doordarshan will provide wholesome and healthy entertainment for all family members and also help the public service broadcaster to extend its reach to a larger audience. During his visit to Doordarshan in Ahmedabad, he emphasized that the Waves OTT platform will not only cater to new content but also offer an opportunity for viewers to enjoy old, classic and popular programs of Doordarshan.
दूरदर्शन ने अपना ओटीटी वेव्स अभी लॉन्च किया है. उसका मुख्य आधार है कि हम साफ सुथरा मनोरंजन आम जन को देना चाहते हैं. बच्चों के लिए गेम्स का प्लेटफॉर्म भी इसमें जोड़ा गया है और इसके साथ ऐसे प्रोग्राम दूरदर्शन के जिसको देख के हम सब लोग बचपन में से बड़े हुए हैं, दूरदर्शन के पुराने कार्यक्रम इस ओटीटी प्लेटफॉर्म पर उपलब्ध हैं.
In some international news, Syrian rebel forces have encircled capital Damascus after capturing key city of Homs. Rebels made major advances in their offensive against Syrian government forces and captured four cities in a single day. Syrian rebels said that they have fully liberated the third largest city of Homs after they captured Aleppo. The rebels also said they have seized the regions of Quneitra and Dara near the border with Israel. Rebel Druze militias also overran most of the army bases in Syria's southern province of Suweida along the border with Jordan. Rebel commander Hassan Abdul Ghani, with the alliance led by Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, said that the launched offensive in the country's northwest said that their forces have begun the final phase of encircling the capital Damascus. Moving on to the world of sports, India will take on Bangladesh in the opening match of the Women's Junior Hockey Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. A report.
At the Women's Junior Hockey Asia Cup, Team India led by Jyoti Singh will start their campaign against Bangladesh in a Pool A encounter today. India is competing in Group A along with China, Bangladesh, Malaysia and Thailand. Rival team Bangladesh will try to revive themselves as they faced a major defeat of 19-0 by China in yesterday's match. In another Group A match yesterday, Malaysia beat Thailand 3-0, while in a Pool B match, Japan thrashed Sri Lanka 15-0. This tournament is crucial as top 5 teams from the competition will qualify for the FIH Junior World Cup scheduled for next year in Chile. Moving on to the world of cricket, where at the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India will resume their second innings on third day of the second match this morning at an overnight score of 128 for 5 at Adelaide Oval. The match will begin at 9:30 AM IST. The visitors are still trailing from Australia's first innings total by 29 runs. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night and morning hours in Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Similar conditions are also predicted for Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jharkhand, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal till tomorrow. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sarah. Supreme Court will take up places of worship pleas on December 12th, headlines Hindustan Times, adding, Shahi Eidgah to Taj Mahal. UP has long list of grievances. The Asian Age quotes Prime Minister Modi in its headline, Make India developed nation, next two decades crucial. The Hindu Business Line writes, IPO frenzy persists, 10 issues to raise 20,000 crore rupees in December. The Economic Times writes, Bangladesh hangs by a thread. Surat may be stitch in time as global garments brands, unhappy with political unrest, look to shift to India. And finally, with the flagship PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, the mosques of Kashmir have offered to be a part of the project since the multi-tiered, broad, sloped roofs of these mosques are ideal to set up solar panels. The Hindu writes, Kashmir mosques lend themselves to a solar storm. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon citizens to become force behind country's march towards the target of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal says India will be among top 10 maritime nations of the world by 2047. There is no proposal to start a new BRICS currency to compete with US dollar, says External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar. Rebel forces encircle Syrian capital Damascus after capturing key city of Homs. And in hockey, India to take on Bangladesh in their opening match of Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.